I mean, if you're an estate planning attorney, imagine someone out there that does not have an estate plan because they have no idea what's going to happen when they pass away.
Get ready to level up your law firm's marketing. We hope you get a lot of value out of today's episode.
And if you do, we only ask you for one thing. Share with a friend. All right, let's get into it.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Minute. We are your hosts, Mike and
Eddie.
Hey, and welcome to the first ever episode of the new format. Today, we really wanted to talk about the stages of awareness.
Yeah.
Obviously, your law firm has to do some sort of marketing, you know, otherwise, you know, you're not going to be able to even get people through the door. They're not even going to know that you exist. Eddie, if you want to dive deep real quick into like what stages there are.
So, I mean, if you look up the stages of awareness in marketing, this is going to pop up everywhere. This is not something that we're talking about now that's small. This is a major issue. However, I mean, this is all going to be traced back to a book called Breakthrough Advertising that was published in 1966. This you think about Mad Men and advertising and the glitz and glamour of advertising and marketing. This is the opposite of that. There's a guy named Eugene Schwartz. He was a copywriter for a mail order catalog, and he made his living by selling. And it was selling by the written word and what copy could do to get people to buy things in the catalog. And Eugene Schwartz wrote this book, Breakthrough Advertising, in 1966, and identified these five stages of awareness. I'm just going to point this out there, is how cool this book is. You can't find it anywhere. I mean, if you want, I think if you're lucky, you're going to get a copy for $125. It's not on Amazon. It's not on Audible. I have a copy on my desk. I'm going to be buried with it. It is my copywriting Bible. However, the five stage awareness, as he identified, the first is the unaware. I mean, it's the client journey. They have no idea who you are, what you are. I mean, if you're an estate planning attorney, imagine someone out there that does not have an estate plan because they have no idea what's going to happen when they pass away to their assets. All right, number two, you're going to have problem aware. People aware they have a problem. So to continue on the estate planning idea, this person realizes they need an estate plan or they just witnessed someone passing away and they saw the fallout of what happens when you pass away without one. So they're aware they have a problem, but they don't know what to do. Number three is solution aware. A lot of times it's used for services. Number four is product aware. And number five is most aware. Those are the five levels of awareness.
Let's dive into, let's group some of them together, right?
Yeah.
To kind of, because some of them can be grouped together, right?
Sure.
So I would say probably unaware, is would that be its own
category? Definitely. Yeah.
So for a law firm, what's the unaware client look like?
The unaware client doesn't know they have a problem. So, I mean, one of the things Breakthrough Advertising talked about is there's all these desires in the world. There's desire to feel healthy, desire to feel rich, to feel safe, to be loved. I mean, there's no such thing as creating desire. All marketing or copywriting can do is channel the desire. However, when you have an unaware client, they're not aware they have a desire. They don't know they don't know what the issue is, so they're not looking for you. If you're an estate planning attorney and a person doesn't know they need an estate plan, what are the odds of them finding you? Zero. So to this market, you're trying to educate them they have a problem subtly. I mean, so if you were to walk up to them and say, book a free consultation, it is never going to work because they don't need your services, or they're under the impression they don't need your services.
You know, we're talking a lot about marketing here, especially law firm marketing. Obviously, it's the name of the podcast. But we have a great free resource that you can use in your firm today to get your firm kickstarted into its marketing, to get it going along, to help the other marketing work better. And it's called the Marketing Playbook. It's one of our best free resources that we have. Check out the post description, the link there, and grab your copy today. So let's tag team the next two, because I think
let's
they
do
can
it.
Probably
there you
together.
Go. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for a law firm to have someone that they're marketing to,
mm-hmm.
that's problem aware,
mm-hmm.
or solution aware.
Yeah.
I think we can lump those together.
And absolutely.
What does that look like when they're marketing to them?
When you're marketing to them, I mean, we're a content marketing agency, so the most of the advice I'm going to give is going to be tailored toward content. If you know anything about us or have listened to our podcast in the past, we talk about valuable educational content, which is precisely what people in the problem aware, people that are problem aware need. I mean, these are the people that are going to Google you. I mean, they're going to Google the problem. Imagine the gun. I'm just going to keep sticking with the estate plan element. Imagine someone goes to a funeral, they had no estate plan, and they witnessed the fallout. Now they themselves realize they do not have an estate plan. They are very aware they have a problem. They don't know what the solution is. So the first thing someone has a problem does is they try to educate themselves about the problem. And this is where they're going to turn towards valuable content. They're going to, a lot, the trap that a lot of people fall into here is that they may use SEO to try to channel these problem aware people to their website. So they'll say estate planning results for Boston, Massachusetts, estate planning results for Halifax, Virginia. Now, when you get there, they might get there, but you use all your copy to get someone to the party. They don't know what they're not there to book. They're there to educate. They're there to learn about the problem. Now, again, now as you begin to, as you educate, you start to branch into solution aware. You see the wills, the trusts, and they start realizing the revocable trust, irrevocable trust. I mean, the different way, understanding what happens when assets pass to their spouse. So now they're problem and solution aware, primarily based because of your educational and valuable content. But the way you address each one of these people is different because their needs are different. A problem aware and a solution aware people are, I mean, they're looking for different things. A problem aware person is looking for a solution. A solution aware person is looking for a product or service that's gonna answer these people. A solution aware person is now actively looking for an attorney. They're actively looking for a professional to help them. They're aware of what their issue is. They're aware they see the way forward. They just want someone to hold their hand to get them to the rest of the way. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they're looking for different things. So like I said, problem is looking for a solution. The solution person is now looking for an attorney.
Let's keep on going down this train here.
Let's do it.
So the next spot would be product aware, but you could probably lump that in with most aware because these are, you know, kind of towards the end of this like spectrum of awareness, right?
I mean,
so for a law firm, what's product aware, and then what's most aware? Like what's someone that they're marketing to? What's someone look like that would be in this category?
Now, product aware, I always lump this in with service. I mean, because we're, as an attorney in the service-based industry, we're very rarely do I write for products. For the majority of the time, I write for services. So we're talking about a service. You're trying to differentiate yourself. You're talking about your unique selling proposition. What is about you? What do you have that's going to distinguish you from the other attorneys 50 miles away from you? Because again, they're aware of the solution, but now they're aware of the product. What is going to differentiate you? This is the key element of branding. Now we're going beyond education. We're going towards branding. We're going towards personality. And most importantly, the two words we always hit on is who has the credibility, who has the expertise, and who has the experience. Three words. Nice job, Eddie. But credibility and expertise, and then this little subcategory, the experience. So, yeah, you're trying to differentiate yourself. You're trying to admit that's what someone who's product aware or service aware. It's like, who am I going to go to? And by the way, if they're going to go down to the last few people, we're going to be talking about referrals because people. Anytime I've needed an attorney, I turn to my brother. Mm-hmm. Who is a very successful attorney. When he tells me to call somebody, that's the person I call. Yeah. I don't look them up, but again, his advice, his referral is going to differentiate. So that's what we're looking for, that unique element, that what do you provide that's different than the other attorneys that surround you in the 50-mile radius? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's going to do it for this first episode of Law Firm Marketing Minute. This was fun. I enjoyed it. Eddie, what'd you think?
Oh, I loved it. I can't wait to do this again, Mikey.
Yeah. I feel like for me, like, this is first time jitters. Like, so I'm just kind of like...
You're jittery right now?
A little bit.
No, well, you look jittery. I mean, good thing we're not on camera.
Oh, man. Oh, no. Eddie, it's been a pleasure as always. And we'll see you guys next week.
See you guys.